China not to help Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden held a lengthy video call with Chinese President Xi Jinping this morning in an effort to urge China not to provide economic or military assistance for Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The president described the implications and consequences if China provides material support to Russia as it conducts brutal attacks against Ukrainian cities and civilians. We know that what they've talked about being a potential consequence is these secondary sanctions that China might face. And the Chinese this morning, in their tweets about this, were basically trying to say that if the U.S. imposed such sanctions on China, that it would hurt everybody. They said sweeping and indiscriminate sanctions would only make people suffer, could trigger serious crises in the global economy and trade, finance, energy, food, and industrial and supply chains.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Officials say 130 people have been rescued from the ruins of a theater that served as a shelter when it was blasted by Russian airstrikes Wednesday in the southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol. The Ukrainian Parliament's Human Rights Commissioner said there could still be more than 1,000 people trapped underground. Some Democrats on Capitol Hill want the heads of at least three oil and gas companies to testify about higher gas prices.
This comes as Democrats say the big oil companies are profiteering amid rising gas prices. At the same time, the Congressional Progressive Caucus is calling on President Biden to declare a national climate emergency, end fossil fuel subsidies, reinstate a crude oil export ban, and ban new drilling leases on federal lands.
Fox's Grady Trimble. Another positive day on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 269 points, the S&P up 51, with the NASDAQ ending the day 279 points higher. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the nation's largest school districts will use metal detectors to determine if students are armed.
It's the Fort Lauderdale area. The Broward County Public Schools have the sixth greatest number of students nationwide, and they're catching them with guns and knives.
For weapon possessions this year alone, we've had 151.
Superintendent Vicki Cartwright, even a seven-year-old was caught with a gun. Starting today, they'll use metal detector wands at random schools in random classrooms, hoping to find weapons. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
PayPal says its users will now be able to send money to Ukrainians, both in the war-ravaged country as well as those now refugees across Europe. Previously, people in Ukraine were only able to use the payments platform to send money out of the country. They'll now be able to receive funds as well as make transfers within Ukraine and abroad. Another milestone for America's push to return astronauts to the moon.
It's America's next generation moon rocket. The Space Launch System, or SLS, at 32 stories tall, starting a slow motion rollout on Thursday from its assembly plant at Cape Canaveral, Florida. It'll occupy Launch Pad 39B for numerous tests in the coming weeks. The rocket and the Orion crew capsule, weighing in at 5.75 million pounds after more than a decade in development and $37 billion. The SLS will be the backbone of NASA's Artemis program, aimed at returning astronauts to the moon by 2025 and establishing a long-term lunar colony. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The energy startup Sparks says it plans to build an electric battery factory in West Virginia this year that will employ at least 350 people. The company says it will partner with United Mine Workers of America to recruit and train former miners to work at the new factory. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.